Kitchen. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Steve Greenfield. Topping our report this hour, authorities have arrested a middle school teacher from a district in Middlesex County. 32-year-old Jeffrey Munguia, charged with second-degree counts of sexual assault and child endangerment. A former Carteret Middle School student reported an incident from 2 years ago to police, and the North Bergen man was taken into custody yesterday. Ozone, smog, and soot continue to pose real problems in the Garden State, but a recent report from the American Lung Association suggests air quality is actually improving a bit in New Jersey.
Nine counties in New Jersey posted their best results for ozone, but a couple spots are on the other end of the spectrum.
We saw failing grades in Bergen and Mercer counties.
Michael Sealback with American Lung Association says it was all A's and B's for particle pollution, but that's expected to become a bigger problem as wildfires become more common. The report notes both ozone and particle pollution can contribute to premature death and other serious health effects such as asthma and strokes. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
About two-thirds of Jersey adults in the latest FDU poll support a new state law which adds a yearly fee of $250 for electric vehicle owners to go along with a hike in the gas tax. Poll director Dan Cassino says 29%, however, oppose the move.
How do you encourage people to buy more electric cars? By making them cheaper, by not charging taxes.
The state has a goal of eliminating the sale of new gas-powered vehicles by the year 2035. And the MTV VMAs are returning to New York State for the first time since 2021. They're leaving Newark's Prudential Center and heading for Long Island, making our loss New York's gain. The show will be held at the UBS Arena in Elmont, the new home of the Islanders, on September 10th. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. How hot will the weekend be? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A cold night tonight with a mainly clear sky. There will be areas of frost, even a freeze in some areas with lows in the 30s. A lot of sunshine tomorrow, a bit milder, highs between 60 and 65, although at the shore it'll stay in the 50s. Mainly clear and chilly again tomorrow night, lows between 35 and 40. And then it will become cloudy into Saturday. There could be an afternoon or nighttime shower. Highs will be close to 60. Maybe a morning shower Sunday, otherwise warmer with more clouds and sun. Highs into the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Weather made possible by Acteon Networks. Protecting your home or business requires an expertly crafted solution. That's why New Jersey 101.5 trusts Acteon Networks to keep our team safe. Visit acteon.net and you'll discover why you should too. Acteon Networks, the official surveillance company of New Jersey 101.5.
And right now it's 50 in Orange, 51 in Hillsborough, 45 in Toms River. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.